بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعن سالم بن عبد الله بن عمر أن عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما كان يقول لرجل إذا أراد سفرا أد مني حتى أودعك كما كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يودعنا فيقول أستودع الله دينك وأمانتك وخواتيم عملك رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح عن عبد الله بن يزيد الخطمي الصحابي رضي الله تعالى قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا أراد أن يودع الجيش قال استودع الله دينكم وأمانتكم وخواتيم أعمالكم حديث صحيح رواه أبو داود وغيره بإسناد صحيح. There are two narrations very similar. The first narration, Abdullah bin Umar رضي الله تعالى عنه, when he used to see a person going on a journey, then he would tell this person who is embarking on a journey, come closer to me so that I may bid you farewell, just as how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to bid us farewell. So the person is going on journey, he would tell him, come close to me and I will bid you farewell like how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to bid us farewell. فَيَقُولْ, then he used to say that I entrust Allah Ta'ala your deen, your amanat, your trust, and your final actions. In other words, I make Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala in charge of your deen. In other words, may Allah protect your deen on this journey. May Allah protect your iman. May Allah protect you on this journey. Your deen must be intact. You must not lose your deen. You must not lose your iman. So I am in charging, making Allah in charge. I'm entrusting Allah Ta'ala to take care of your deen on this journey. Wa amanatak, and your trust. Amanat means trust. In other words, all the obligations that are upon you in Sharia, for example, your salah, etc. So on this journey, may Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala enable you to fulfill all your trust. And even if you are carrying some trust of other people, whether it is in financial way or whatever it is, may Allah help you to fulfill this trust. وَخَوَاتِمَ عَمَلِكَ, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may I entrust Allah ta'ala with your final actions. In other words, may Allah allow you to perform your righteous actions which will benefit you in the hereafter. The end of your actions should be good actions so that you reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a good way. So he would bid, Rasulullah s.a.w. would bid the sahaba farewell in this way. Three things. He is entrusting Allah ta'ala, making Allah in charge of the person's deen, his amanat, and the end of his actions. And the similar hadith, the second one was, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to bid farewell to any army, then he would say, I entrust to Allah ta'ala your religion, your trust, and your final actions. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى قال جاء رجل إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال يا رسول الله إني أريد سفرا. A man comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and says, يا رسول الله, I intend going on a journey. فزودني, give me some provisions on this journey. فقال زودك الله التقوى. May Allah give you the provisions of taqwa on this journey. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is exhorting him to be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this journey, to have taqwa in his life. Many times when a person goes on a journey, he becomes laxed and salat is discarded or it is delayed. Many other sins the person may be tempted towards. So here, Rasulullah is reminding him that you're going on this journey, just like how we have provisions, we have some patko, some food. More important is the taqwa that the person has with him on this journey. So, زَوَّدَكَ اللَّهُ taqwa. May Allah give you the provisions of taqwa. قَالَ زِدْنِي. The sahabi said, Ya Rasul, give me more advice. قَالَ وَغَفَرَ ذَنْبَكَ. May Allah forgive you your sins. May Allah forgive you your sins. قَالَ زِدْنِي. He says, give me more. قَالَ وَيَسَّرَ لَكَ الْخَيْرِ حَيْثُ مَا كُنْتَ. May Allah Ta'ala make khair and good be for you wherever you are. May Allah Ta'ala make goodness be for you wherever you are. What a beautiful dua. So this is also something that we should try and learn. Many times people are going and we just say, okay, right, make dua for us, whatever it is. We should ask for dua. Or we just say, Khuda Hafiz, whatever it is. Try and learn these simple duas. Three things. زَوَّدَكَ اللَّهُ taqwa. If you don't know the Arabic, say the English. May Allah grant you taqwa on this journey. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive you your sins. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make khair be for you wherever you are traveling. میں اللہ تعالیٰ گرانڈ توفیق دیتا ہے جمعی کامل و آخر دعوان الحمدللہ رب العالمین سبحان اللہ بحمدی سبحانک اللہم بحمدک نشد و لا الہ انت استغفر